Part 5, The Seventh Sorcerer. Chapter 15, Within the Hidden Quarters. We had all decided that the 15 of us would get up at 5 o'clock on Thursday morning, relying on those of us who had working watches to wake first and then wake the others. I wasn't sure how many of the others had realised that the power was back on, but I took advantage of it by resetting my clock and setting the alarm so we would all wake up on time. Well, Peter and I woke up. Tommy slept right through the noise, and even when Harry and Simon arrived and tried to stand him up in his sleep, he remained non-responsive. I knew why, of course, so we left him to keep sleeping, hoping he would wake in time to join us before we got going. Harry, Simon, and James had been first up because none of them had working watches, and they didn't trust themselves to go back to sleep once they had awoken. Once Katie, Sophia, and Lisa came to find them, they all came to our room to wake the rest of us up. The girls in Nicole's room were awake. Well, Nicole slept through until she was subjected by Felicity and Jessica to more physical methods of rousing a sleeper, whereupon she woke up and began to get ready. Peter and I went downstairs into the kitchen. James, Lisa, Katie, Sophie, Harry, and Simon were already there, fixing up a small breakfast for 15, small for each of us anyway, and trying to be quiet while they did so.